Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nick Costos, who is the host of You Better You Bet. He is the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. This is brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can get all the latest lines today at BetRivers.net. That's BetRivers.net. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday. If I'm not mistaken, Nick's a Giants fan, too, if I'm correct. Are you a Giants fan?
Unfortunately, I'm a Giants fan at this point in the season, yes. And that has been no fun thus far.
Yeah, so what are you thinking this weekend? That's why I asked.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's going to win. And I like Atlanta to cover the spread as well. Now, earlier in the week, guys, Atlanta opened +3.5. I mean, just as ridiculous as an opening as there could possibly be. Like, that spread could never be 3.5 for the Giants. Even despite what happened to Atlanta last week, I actually thought the Falcons played pretty well in that game. I was thinking about you guys last week during that game when it was 28-25, and I bet Atlanta. John, I know you had Atlanta to win the game, and then, of course, it all fell apart in the fourth quarter. But I thought Atlanta actually did not play terribly in that game, although I still think Arthur Smith kind of does what he's doing in terms of, like, the in-game coaching decisions, which is worrisome. Like, he's been brutal, if we can be honest here, with that kind of stuff. I don't think he trusts the offensive line with the play calling, but I think this is a different animal, obviously, going up against the Giants than going up against Tampa. It's just a numbers play. 3 or 3.5. This number is going to close below 3. Atlanta's going to take money here. This number can never be 3 or 3.5. So, Falcons fans out there, you want to bet on your team, make sure you get a 3 or 3.5. I think that's a winner coming up Sunday against the Giants.
Is it difficult right now, Nick, for handicappers, even for that matter, who want to set the lines for sharps who want to bet them? College football is sort of in flux. We're not really sure. It hasn't settled in yet. We don't know about so many of the I guess, recent traditional playoff powerhouses, I guess, for lack of a better term. It teams like Ohio State and Oklahoma, and notwithstanding the fact that Ohio State's playing Akron this week. But, you know, you look at Clemson, you look at Oklahoma, you look at some of these teams, they're winning, but they're, you know, even Alabama, you know, they're winning, but they're not winning like we expect Oklahoma and Ohio State to win.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, like, it's a weird college football season. And I would actually say to this point, and it stinks to say this, it's kind of been like a bad college football season, right? Like, there's not a lot of buzz. I feel like there's not a lot of excitement. There isn't, like, a singular player that's kind of, like, captured the nation, right? We haven't seen that yet. And it feels like at this point, and things can obviously change, but it feels like it's like a two-horse race right now for the national championship between Alabama and Georgia. Like, Ohio State, you know, already has a loss. Oregon may be able to get into the playoff, and we'll see about them, but I don't know if Oregon could really contend with, like, you know, Alabama and Georgia. Clemson obviously has the loss and hasn't looked great. Like, might could have lost to Georgia Tech last week. That wasn't good. You know, Oklahoma has looked pretty bad to date this year. Haven't lost yet, but they haven't looked like the Oklahoma team we thought they were going to be coming into the season. So, yeah, I agree with you here. I think it's like Alabama and Georgia, probably Alabama, and it's like the same story every year in college football. Like, not a lot of buzz this year, and a really crappy card coming up tomorrow as well. Like, not a ton of exciting games.
No, they're not, but you watch the next week. The next week, yeah, Ole Miss, Alabama could be interesting. Arkansas, Georgia could be interesting.
That'll decide the Heisman Trophy winner, I think, that game, Ole Miss and Alabama, for sure.
Yeah, it may. And there's some interesting teams out there. I think you're right to this point, Nick, as far as college football. There's not a lot of buzz. You know, Matt Corral's your leader, or the Heisman, maybe, who knows. JT Daniels isn't being talked about, but again, we always say, and you and I talked about it, you know, quarterback on the top team, that may happen later in the year. But because there's not a lot of buzz now, there may be a ton of buzz when we get down to playoff time, because maybe it's possible for the first time in the playoff era, we have legitimately 7 or 8 teams. Hughes talked about Cincinnati quite a bit. 7 or 8 teams that could, potentially in the last couple of weeks be legitimate candidates to make the playoff. And suddenly we have some conference title games that are going to knock teams in or out.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think we'll kind of, like, obviously, like, a lot needs to happen before then, but I think, like, the door is open to that being a potential outcome. Now, unfortunately, I will disagree with Hugh kind of on the Cincinnati point. I think Cincinnati could go undefeated, and I think there's a 0% chance they get put in the playoff. Like, I think all these big schools would have to lose twice, and Cincinnati would have to, like, convincingly go undefeated, and, like, Desmond Ridder has got to put up, like, insane stats that could maybe, like, get him at least to New York for the Heisman presentation. Mm-hmm. I just think, like, I don't think the committee's ever going to put a Group of Five team in. Just my thought. I think I'm probably right about that. They're going to need, like, an insane series of events to potentially get in. So, like, I'm not trying to throw cold water on it. I would love to see it happen. I just think, like, it's close to zero that happens for Cincinnati.
And you know what, Nick? I don't disagree with you. I'm just rooting for chaos.
Absolutely. For chaos. Of course.
I'm rooting for the committee being stuck with having to make a decision on a team like Cincinnati, who's had a pretty decent schedule, ran through it, and them saying, no, you can't go. I'm rooting for.
Well, I think you're going to get, I think what you're going to get what you're looking for. I think that's going to happen here, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, look, God willing, because, like, it's great for us as fans. It's great for us what we do for a living. When college football is really exciting, obviously, we kind of need the excitement to get ratcheted up as we move forward this season, because there really, honestly, like, has not been a lot of buzz.
I want you to give me a line. I want you to play line oddsmaker here, okay? Give me a line, because I want to make – I'm coming to you saying, Nick Costos, I want to make a bet, and I want you to give me the line on the bet. The bet is Urban Meyer quits before the end of the regular season.
Oh, man. I think it's plus money, but I don't want to, like – I'm trying to think of what I would set this year. I would try to attract equal action here. I would say no, let's say, minus – it's so early in the season still. I don't want to set no minus 250, yes plus 200. How about that?
Wow, that's all I'm getting?
Yeah, I would say yes. Yeah, I still think at this point it's still really early. So I still think at this point, like, the favorite has to be that he'll make it through the season. But I understand the question being asked. I would not be shocked if it happened, and the odds could obviously be adjusted as the season goes along. I think no minus 250. You can't say that about any other coach. Like, maybe even no minus 300. Like, I think he gets the benefit of the doubt to stay, like, this season here. I don't know if we're quite in, like, Bobby Petrino territory yet here. Falcons fans certainly know about that.
That's a trigger warning. Yeah,
hey, listen,
trigger warning for John.
And listen, that is the thing that actually happened, with Bobby Petrino. So, yeah. I don't think that we're quite at that level yet with Urban Meyer, but I would not be
shocked. We're never going to get to the point with Urban on a motorcycle with a whore, but that's okay.
Okay.
Wow. That happened.
Specific.
It happened.
Very specific.
You know, okay. And just be careful where you're riding so you don't wreck. So we're talking to Nick Costos, who is You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. So who do you like this week? Give me your number one game on the board in college football.
College football, I kind of like Notre Dame, actually. I kind of like Notre Dame plus the 6 points against Wisconsin. Now, that's a neutral site game. That game's being played at Soldier Field. I just think in a game with a depressed total like this, it's a low total at 46 right now, I think it just makes a 6-point underdog inherently valuable. And in Penn State's, like, one showcase game this year, Wisconsin's one showcase game this year was against Penn State in the season opener. And Graham Mertz was terrible in that game. Wisconsin lost that game outright. So I think it's kind of, like, difficult to trust Wisconsin in a spot like this. So I would look to take the points with Notre Dame here. A couple other plays that I'm gonna look to take here. I like the over in Texas A&M and Arkansas. I think A&M kind of, like, wants to play, like, this boa constrictor style of offense where they're just, like, getting to the end of the game with the lead. I think Arkansas is kind of too good for that, right? So I don't think A&M is going to be able to do that. So I think the scoring is going to be ratcheted up. It's a really low total. So give me the over here. I will take over in Texas A&M and Arkansas.
Total?
Total's 47.5, and that's like for college. That's
low for college, right?
That's a decent, NFL total. Yeah, for college, that's obviously a low total. I liked Arkansas plus the 6 points as well, and I like the over in the Clemson NC State game. Like, Clemson's offense has really struggled to this point in the season. Dabo addressed it after the game last week against Georgia Tech. I feel like this kind of profiles as a blow-up spot for DJ Uiagalelei and this Clemson offense, which has really been bad thus far this season. And NC State's been pretty scrappy offensively as well. So I'm not saying NC State's going to win the game against Clemson. That spread is 9.5. Wouldn't bet the spread. But I like the over there as well, over 47.5 with Clemson and State.
Justin Fields starting this weekend. Do you expect a big performance of him, or you expect him to struggle a little bit? And how does that affect how you do or don't bet the Bears moving forward?
Well, I think Justin Fields is going to have some splash plays, certainly, because he's awesome, right? And he's, like, super athletic, and I think he's shown a willingness in the preseason and also in his limited stints in playing time in the regular season here that he's going to take off and run. And I think that's a great thing because he's awesome at it. And I think he's obviously, like the theoretical ceiling for the Bears is much higher with Fields than it is with Andy Dalton. I think he'll probably have his fair share of, like, rough plays as well as he transitioned. I don't think we'll see Dalton again, so I don't care what the Bears say. So he'll have bad plays as well. He's a rookie quarterback, obviously. This is a really good defense he's facing with the Cleveland Browns. We need to see this Cleveland injury report. Four of their five starting offensive linemen are currently questionable. They may all play. One may not play. Like, we kind of need to see what's going to happen here. Jarvis Landry's on injured reserve. Odell Beckham's going to make his season debut, but we don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. Hasn't taken a hit literally since he was lost for the season last year here. So I think Cleveland's going to come out throwing in this game because I don't think they're going to be able to run effectively on the Chicago front, but I don't know that they have the weapons to do that here. I actually like the Bears plus the 7 here, and I think extreme outcomes are unlocked by virtue of Fields starting, whereas we don't get that with Andy Dalton. Like, with Fields, like, the ceiling is high and the floor is low. They could lose by 30, they could win by 7. So I think Bears plus 270 money line might be worth a small play, and I would only bet the Bears plus the 7 points.
All right, Nick, where can the fans find you?
Yeah, you bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, again, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Power Hour tonight, all our NFL picks, side total and props for all 14 games on the board coming up this Sunday, and then Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, myself and Ken Barkley, nationwide, You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff.
All right, Nick Costos joining us this morning. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.